Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio. 92.3 The Fan.
What was that on Saturday? I got people saying one thing. I got people saying another thing. Deshaun is definitively the starting quarterback. Shador deserves a chance. Shador should be the starting quarterback. Here we go. It's like the convolution of every little thing that's out there is now coming together into a cosmic fade and just getting ready to explode, because this time next week, we probably should know who the starting quarterback for the Browns will be. On week one, although I'm not, I'm just, whatever. Whatever it happens, it happens. But I cannot tell you how many different angles and theories and what people think based on a game where the Browns lose 34-10 for whatever that's worth. Like, I don't care about the score. The only thing that I care about in the score is the fact that they didn't get to 16 points. So to me, like, you're playing against the Bears' second team defense and you get one touchdown. Like, that's the big picture to me. And so that's one of the things we'll get to. We'll get to the Guardians today, who continue to kind of like in the American League Central, but plenty of time left in baseball. Todd Monken, we're going to hear his press conference today at 12:40. Tyvis Paul, super friend of the show, Jeff's partner on the postgame show, mine on the pregame show, is going to join us at 1:20. And Scott Petrak, who's our normal Monday guest, who always breaks down the Browns as well as anybody else, as I know. In fact, one of the best guys when it comes to breaking down the team. Scott's going to join us at 11 o'clock. My name is Andy Baskin. His name is Jeff Phelps. Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Andy, I couldn't be finer. Thank you very much.
Nice. So my initial reaction to every game is the fact that you have the privilege of hosting the postgame show.
That's your reaction to the game?
Yes, and I always wonder, what is the reaction from the fans immediately? Like, especially on a preseason game, which I would think if you knew the starting quarterback would be like crickets, would be like, okay, let's hear what everybody has to say, get the commercials in and get out of here. I have a feeling that's not. I heard a little bit of the postgame show on Saturday, and I'm just curious, what was the immediate reaction after the game on Saturday? Not only from the fans, but from you as well.
From the fans, I thought it was mixed. Thought folks thought each quarterback, depending on who, I think each quarterback had some folks who thought they did a decent job, and each quarterback had folks who, in other words, you know, just the same as everybody else, nobody knows. And my overriding thought was they had a 10-0 lead when the starters were out there for the most part. Offensive line starters only played two series. So you can't, I personally don't think you can judge anything on the offense with an offense starting offensive line that played two series. That said, they weren't out there doing great shakes, and Deshaun led them on a touchdown drive not using the starting offensive line. It was 10-play, 81-yard drive, and they got a field goal before that. So when they had reasonably high people on the depth chart out there on offense, they had a 10-0 lead. That doesn't mean much. Afterwards, they didn't do anything. Defense looks thin, but that's okay. You know, as long as you stay healthy, which they won't. Nobody does. And the offensive line looks like it needs work, which goes back to what I've thrown out for a while now. Could you just pick a quarterback and get the whole offense going on the same page? So that I just think he needs to name a quarterback sooner rather than later. I don't care which one it is, but just name one and really work it and give that person and that crew and everything as many reps as you possibly can.
Did we learn anything positive? Because I'm going to go that route first. Did we learn anything positive?
Yeah, Casey Concepcion looks like fun.
He does look like he's fun.
Denzel Boston had one catch, looked fine. So that's good to me.
That's it?
Yeah. Look, Andy, let's be honest. It's a preseason game.
Right.
The Bears weren't playing their starters, so, you know, draw any conclusion you want, and it's probably not accurate. The Browns weren't playing most of their starters for any great length of time, so it's tough to draw any conclusions. And anybody who's going to be adamant about this boom, 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 based on what they saw on Saturday, they're mistaken, because it's preseason. We don't know what the plan was. We don't know what they were working on. We don't know what Todd Monken was asking DeSean to do, or Shadur, or Dylan Gabriel. So we can sit here and observe, but you can't draw concrete conclusions based on a first preseason game where starters barely played. You can make observations, like Casey Concepcion looked good.
Yeah.
Like that. I thought DeSean looked competent. I thought Shadur looked competent. All three quarterbacks made turnovers. DeSean's getting shredded for having his arm hit when Austin Barber missed his block. Okay, that's fine. He's got to step up. He's got to protect the ball. That's true. But they all had turnovers. Again, this group to me is uninspiring, the quarterback group. And so pick one and go. I just don't think you have a really good option in the room, as the kids say. And I can't wait for preseason game number 3 when we see Taylen Green, baby.
Maybe you'll see him next week. Especially knowing that both guys are going to get reps in the joint practice this week. So you may, I'm looking forward to seeing Taylen Green too, but I mean, that's like novelty ice cream, right?
Right.
Like you'll get it every once in a while. It'll be kind of fun. And then you'll be like, and then he'll be going up against their fourth team anyway. So it'll definitely be like that. I just, when I walked away from the game, first of all, I'm just frustrated they can't get the ball in the end zone. I get one touchdown, no matter if it's preseason or postseason, still to me. You know, Chicago was able to score 34 points in that game.
But they did it after most of the upper guys were out of the game.
I get it, but you're playing at an equal level. And so that tells you about your depth. And so that's kind of where I was. I'm just frustrated by the fact that the offense can't get more points. But again, that doesn't, I mean, the big picture is I understand that. So as I watched, I was kind of, I finally fell into this, and I went back, and you know, you have those moments where you're like, things you probably should have said, shouldn't have said. You know, I woke up one morning like last week going, man, maybe DeSean can turn things around. I don't know.
You said it on the air.
I said it on the air, and I got shredded. I mean, I went back and looked, and I know I should have closed the window, but I started looking at it. The harder part was I started looking at what people said yesterday, and I'm like, damn, they're probably right. I still think Deshaun Watson's going to get every opportunity in the world based on cash and the investment the organization made to make him the starting quarterback. It doesn't matter how many years. It doesn't matter what's happened over the last 4 years. There's still a financial investment in Deshaun Watson that cannot be ignored. And so I'm looking at that and I'm saying, okay, well, probably Deshaun week one, I know it depends on what Shadur says. I'm starting to lean a little bit more towards, you know what, just Shadur, just go for it. Let's see what it looks like. And if it doesn't look right, you know, we're going to know where we're at and we're going to the draft. Because I think the majority of the people here in town all know that it's like this year is kind of a limbo year and you're waiting for the draft for next year. And so I'm trying to be calm about the situation because – At one point, I had a headache thinking about the game, and which I probably shouldn't. I mean, am I off day? Why am I having a headache about watching a Browns game? But my headache is just stemming from the fact that it's going to be an educational year. And I think that's the best way to put
it. Is that what it's
going to
be?
This is going to be an educational year.
Who knew?
Where you're going to be able to
get a master's degree at the end of it?
We're hoping, education's probably where we should be, because Saturdays are now probably more important than ever for this organization, because we're going to find our quarterback playing on Saturdays and not on Sundays. And I hope that it's Sanders.
NFL has JV games?
But yeah, they do. It's called college football. And by the way, those JV games a lot of times are better than the varsity games and have bigger crowds and better television ratings.
Yeah, well, not going to argue with you there.
I'm never going to belittle a JV coach. So, I we saw some things that were good. I do feel like they've got a wide receiver or two wide receivers. And, I think those are some things you can kind of hang your hat on.
Three. Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, three. I'll give you three. By the way, Luke Floria, nice catch. Although Todd just called him 81.
Gage Larvidan, nice catch.
Did you catch that?
Yes, I did.
he said on the catch for Floria, he's like, and that 81, I'm like, oh man, he doesn't even know his name. That sucks. That sucks, because I want Luke, I want Luke to make the team.
No.
I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. So, there are little things I think we've all learned from Saturday. I think we all know better than to throw all of our eggs in the basket because it was a preseason game. I did walk out of the game wanting desperately to see more Shador. And listening to what Todd said about Shador after the game too, I was like, I kind of agree with what he was saying about how he does look better than he did last year. If you were Todd Monken going back and looking at what he did last year compared to where he maybe is at practice right now, and what he did on Saturday, I understand where Todd is coming from. So I just, big picture on the game, this is going to be just buckle in, because I think this season, that's what it's going to be. And I think the team is there for the future. The depth on defense is scary. It's not there. It's just not there. And you better hope that the starters on defense stay healthy all season long. But we're getting to Za'Darius Smith today. Did you hear that? That's supposed to happen?
I saw some rumbling there. Sure.
Yeah, so we'll see that.
They've been looking like crazy for backup defensive ends. Hopefully they found one.
Yeah, so that should come into play today as we look at some of the storylines and headlines that happened with Todd Monken talking at 12:40. It's a week, and we just got to go through this next week. We'll see what happens with the joint practice with the Bills. We'll see what happens at home. Are they going to put sand down on the field the way they did in Chicago? Because a couple of the quarterbacks were complaining about that.
Well, the interceptions were because there was sand on the ball.
And that happens all the time, sure. Right? That's why I would say you can't play enough beach football. You need to play more beach football, and it's going to make you better.
You got to wear Speedos?
So give me can you give me an overall picture on the offense?
Yeah,
from what you saw,
it's young and it's incomplete.
Is it a year of education?
No. What it's going to be is it better be a year of winning some football games and looking decent, or we're going to be looking for a new head coach next year.
Do you really think that?
History tells me that, Andy. I sure hope not. I think I like Todd Monken so far, but we haven't seen him coach a real game yet. But I like the guy. But it's the NFL, man. You better win. You better win some games. So Todd's going to do what he has to do to try and win some football games.
There were a couple of things I was kind of pleasantly surprised about. Again, I can't dive my entire mind into Saturday's game and say this is the way it's going to be 100%. Guys are going to get better. You better just hope that guys don't get hurt. I think that's from 10,000 feet. You better hope that your starters don't get hurt, because if we've got to start digging deep, we're going to be in trouble on defense. And that's something that we just haven't talked about or thought about at all during this camp, because we've been so focused on the quarterbacks. All right, so let's come back. I want your reaction. Is it overreaction here on a Monday? Is it therapy? What do you need from this team? What did you see on Saturday? Where are we going with this thing? Is it a fair competition? Because it seems to be that that is an important thing for the coaching staff, to give them, at least Shadur, a fair look at where we're going with this team this season. So 216-474-0092, that is the number to call. Scott Petrak at 11. You'll hear Todd Monken's press conference sometime 1240, 1250. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baskin and Phelps present Overreaction Theater.
Oh, we had to dust that thing off, didn't we? Is it overreaction? It's a preseason game. You don't have a quarterback. You're seeing people for the first time. You got a revamped offensive line. I wasn't disappointed either, Jeff, with the pre-snap play of the Browns. Like, I thought that it was going to be worse. There was one big penalty. There was a tripping call.
It was on Titus Howard.
Yeah, that hurt a little. But for the most part,
They recovered from it and scored.
Yeah, and so I wasn't... that, to me, I thought would be a problem. That, I think, will be a problem at some point. And I just think it's natural. You can't ask five guys to go out there and play like they've been playing together for 20 years. They just haven't. Or 10 years. Or 5 years. Or 3 years. Or one. And I kind of think that's where they're at. At the end of the day, they ended up with... What they ended up with penalties? 5 for 42.
Only one in the second half.
Yeah. So, I'll be honest. That, to me, that was a positive. Because I expected things to look much uglier from the penalty standpoint. Now, I don't know if the referees were just kind of letting some stuff go because it was a preseason game, and they know the coaches really at the end of the day, really, I can't quit saying at the end of the day. The coaches are trying to evaluate, and they're trying, no one's really, you know, you'd have to do something super egregious, I think, in some situations to maybe get a flag. You might get that flag during the regular season. I think in preseason, I think the referees are a little more lenient in some ways. It's just, I don't know if it depends or not, you know, but to me, Jeff, that was kind of a win at the end. Cause I said, I knew that before the game, I wanted to look and go, okay, what are they going to look like pre-snap? Because this has been a major problem during camp. And, well, no. And I don't think it was, I wasn't affected by it. So that means it's a win.
I don't want to downplay anything that, you know, anybody might've seen, but keep in mind, Monken's never been a head coach in the NFL.
I think keep forgetting that.
There's no, well, I don't mean it from maybe that standpoint. I mean it from this standpoint. He's going to be so vanilla with what they have in the preseason. It's going to be silly. Why give Jacksonville something to study that they might see in the opener? You know?
Yeah, I can't imagine they're going to come out with three straight runs.
I don't mind that. You know why? It'd been almost 2 years since Deshaun Watson had been on a football field. So just get him out there and let him snap the ball a little bit. Honestly, nothing. I firmly believe this. I can't imagine anything in the preseason in these preseason games is going to be the deciding factor in who starts at quarterback. And Monken made a comment yesterday in his press conference that I found interesting, where he talked about that it's only fair that Shadur get a chance this week. And I thought, well, first of all, what's fair about pro sports? And then second of all, I thought, why would it be fair that he gets a chance? It just the way it kind of came off, and maybe we can hear that. The way it came off to me was just that it seemed like he's picked Deshaun in my head. And, well, it's only fair that I give Shadur a chance. So that's just interpretation on my part. I could quite possibly be wrong, but it was weird to me, just the way it kind of sounded.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you happen to catch we'll play that count when we get a chance. Did you happen to catch the end of the pregame show? The very last, Andrew, so at the end of the pregame show,
I did not.
There's a thing, it's the final word from the head coach, and you know, obviously, it's been every head coach that we've had. So Todd finally had his first chance, you know, to kind of have the last word before the game. And Jeff, I don't ever remember hearing a coach get this emotional, especially during a preseason game. The bite was this: Andrew said, "Hey, you know, you're a guy from Chicago, and now you've got a chance to be the head coach." And, you know, what does that mean to you? And especially here in Chicago, where you're from. And, Jeff, this is, I mean, you and I, you know, we listen to sound bites our whole life. This is one of the best sound bites I've ever heard, where Todd said, you know, we were coming into Chicago and we were getting ready to land. And the plane banked, as it always does in Chicago, right? There's very few smooth landings in Chicago, especially, you know, and so he said the plane banked, and then I looked out the window, and there was Bob Monken Field, named after his dad, at Lake Park High School. And he goes, there's no way he wasn't crying. He was so choked up before the game. And I wasn't sure when they hired Todd. And, you know, you bring up this thing about saying what's fair for Deshaun to give him a chance, and then to hear him say that. And I know a lot of you guys are like, who cares what he can do? I'm telling you, there are so many times that we listen and people just, it's just verbal diarrhea, guys. Like, I got to tell you, Todd Monken.
That's an interesting visual.
A lot of times that's what we hear, right? In sound bites, in press conferences. I know Dan will agree with me on that, right? Right? I mean, we hear that a lot.
Dude, Andy, we've been really impressed with how our guys have been able to go out there and execute what is necessary of our coaches and our players.
And that's in Atlanta now, right?
And yeah, that was Kevigan.
I got to tell you, when Todd said that at the end, or right before the game on Saturday, I was like, wow. I'm like, this guy's real. You guys laugh at me with a...
He's real.
No, don't belittle this.
Kevin was not real.
Don't belittle this. Like, you know what I'm saying when it comes to coaches and, like, the makeup of Browns fans and the fact that Browns fans continue to go to the stadium despite the fact that we haven't seen winning, despite the fact that, you know, these teams have been horrible. And, like, you know what Browns fans truly want. And they want to win, and they want to be able to go to that stadium and say, we're here for a playoff game, and we've got a chance to make the playoffs, and we've got all of this great history where we're from that has just been laid out, and it's dead. We want it to come back to life. And I don't know. There was just something about the way Todd said that at the end of the pregame show that kind of just caught my ear and made me understand maybe what Todd's all about as a person. And as a man, because I think we want to know them. I think we've always wanted to know that. You grow up in Cleveland, you want to know those guys. You want to feel like you have a personal connection. And man, if you go back and listen to the end of that pregame show on Saturday, you would have that personal connection. And I know you sometimes you get on me because I look at things a little bit different, especially when it comes to having a connection, actually caring about our community, wanting to be a part of our community. And at the end of the day, it's always like, well, it's a business. It's not always a business. And Monken's a guy that probably thought he was never going to get a chance to be a head coach in the NFL. He finally got it here in Cleveland. And it was just something about that moment when he was talking about flying over that field where his dad, where the field is named for his dad. And it's just like, oh, it was just, it's why we love the passion and the emotion of sports. All right, now I'm going to go back to what you were saying. So just tee that back up because we've got that bite.
Todd, speaking yesterday, said something about Shador in the quarterback fight that I thought was interesting, open to interpretation maybe.
I did feel going into last game that it was relatively close, you know, in terms of both having an opportunity at the starting position. So it would be unfair to not go into the next game and allow Shador that opportunity, albeit a different team, certainly at home. There's no guarantee that, you know, the same players will be playing this game, but it's the closest you have. And we owe it to both players who have really handled it well and have competed at a high level.
We owe it to them. Really?
Yeah, no, I heard it. It's in the beginning.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the beginning of the bite where it kind of makes it sound
and
like.
It wouldn't be fair if. And I just thought, really? Again, I'm convinced that being an offensive-minded coach, he knew 3 months ago who he wanted to start a quarterback. He just needs to maybe see it on the field a little bit, make sure that guy doesn't disappoint him down the stretch. I just think the only problem I have with it is, man, you're kicking this thing so far down the road. We saw the offense not look good, you know, all the way around. The only time the offense actually looked good was when Deshaun led a couple of scoring drives. And I'm not even giving Deshaun credit for that. I'm giving it to the whole Browns offense. You know, when the starting offensive line was out there, they put up 3 points. Next bunch of guys, they put up a touchdown drive. Okay. It just, there's nothing fair about pro sports. And the fact that he even said it wouldn't be fair, I thought, wow, okay. Didn't it sound almost like he was the underdog in this?
Shador is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Did. That's the way it came off to me.
But truthfully, shouldn't he be?
Be what? The underdog?
Yeah.
Based on experience in the league. You would certainly think so.
Let me throw this one at you. Just based on this conversation that we're having right now, do you think the job came with Deshaun as the starting quarterback for Todd?
You mean Todd had the, hey, we want you to start this guy?
Yeah.
No. You think return on investment a lot more than I do. And you could be absolutely right. I think more than anything, it's like if he can uncover anything of what he had in Houston, he might be the better guy right now. And if I'm Todd Monken, I'm going to play the guy that gives me the best chance to win. Because if you're an experienced coach who is finally getting your NFL chance, you're going to bank on ownership? You're going to bank on the general manager saying, oh, it's okay. We're planning for the future, and we want to see things, and, you know, it's more about development. You're going to bank on that? I'm not banking on that. If I'm Todd, I'm thinking, I got to go win some damn games.
I think, though, that if you were in Monken's spot and they said to you, hey, the job comes with Deshaun as a starter in the beginning of the season, at least. And you've got finally the opportunity.
You think that was said?
No, I actually don't think that's anything. I hope it wasn't said. How's that sound?
Well, I don't think it was.
I hope it was. That's not said.
I hope not to.
But I you'd be a fool not to think, okay, that could be a possibility. Knowing, again, and I know you don't want to talk about return on investment, but, I mean, plenty of first-round picks.
There might be some validity to that. I just think, you know, I think Todd has to start the guy that he thinks gives him the best chance to win some football games, because we all know, you know, coaching is not the most stable profession. You can look at the guys that the Haslam's fired after 1 year. Heck, is Chud and Freddie? Who else? I'd have to go back and even look, make sure there aren't any more.
That were here for like 5 minutes? Well, we had a, yeah. Oh, we're forgetting our favorite guest.
Greg
Greg Williams.
Well, Greg was interim. But had a winning record.
It's true.
Let's not keep him around.
All right, I know we get... it made too much sense.
Wait a minute. He coached us to more wins than losses? Let's get somebody else.
But I do see some of that in Todd. Like, I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's absolutely a similarity there.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with. I like it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I know there's a couple folks that have been hanging on the line since the beginning of the show. Hang on. We're going to get to you here in a moment. 216-474-0092. Plus Scott Petrak coming up at 11.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A little bit of overreaction theater here. We'll go back to the phone lines in this segment, too. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. The Browns debuting. Todd Monken's debut. 34-10, they fall to the Chicago Bears in preseason game number one for whatever that's worth. Well, I mean, really, what is it worth, Jeff?
I'll tell you what it's worth.
34-10.
You know what the Browns' record was last year in the preseason when they ended up winning five games in the regular season?
3-0.
That's right, baby. How'd that work?
I enjoyed the parade.
I bet you did.
The parade to the men's room.
Yeah. Hey, this football talk, by the way, on 92.3 The Fan, is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years, guaranteed. Xfinity. Imagine that.
Dan, I did want your take, too, on this, on what we watched on Saturday. And because I still feel like the feedback from the game is different depending on who you talk to. So, but I don't think anybody here is unrealistic. I think, and I was, you know, thinking about across the board, I know what guys want, what they want to see, I think, from what I hear on the station. But I think that everyone's pretty realistic about what we're about to embark on this season.
I took away from that game, the rookie wide receivers are going to be a lot of fun. Casey Concepcion is going to make things fun. Denzel Boston's a big old dude. If you get the ball near him, he's going to catch it. Harold Fannin had an untimely drop. I feel like we have a 17-game sample size that tells us Harold Fannin can catch that ball. And so it's not too much of a concern or anything like that. I have a feeling this offense is going to be a little more explosive once the receivers get the ball in their hands. I have the same thoughts as everybody else. I want to see Shador Zander start this. I want to see him with the first team because at least Shador pushes the ball down the field. I watched a quarterback in Deshaun Watson who processed slowly and wouldn't push the ball down the field. If I'm going to be bad, I want to be watchable. And if I'm just going to watch a guy check down and work slowly, I'm good. I don't need to watch that. If I'm at least going to watch a rookie quarterback with some promise to him, or I should say a second-year quarterback with some promise to him, push the ball down the field, I'll live through the turnovers, at least be exciting and watchable.
Can I throw this out at you? I know you are not crazy about Deshaun's processing abilities.
Get out of Dodge.
Can we wait and see what it looks like if he starts in the regular season? Maybe Todd just put it out there and made it real basic, and this is what I want you to do. Just, you haven't been out there in 2 years. Just go do this. I didn't think he was great. He had a good start and a lousy finish to his first half. But I'm willing to say, let's just see what this looks like if he ends up starting in the regular season, because we don't know what Todd Monken was asking him to do. We don't know what they put in game plan wise. It could have been so basic and vanilla that it just gave nobody a chance to do anything except kind of run the offense. And to be perfectly honest, if the skill position guys look as intriguing in the regular season as a couple of them did against the Bears, all you need is somebody to run the offense. I mean, you can be competent offensively if you have a quarterback who just doesn't turn the ball over.
Here's my, like, I don't know, and I feel like the last, even when he was playing, and I know it's been 600 days, that Deshaun has this tendency to throw the ball at wide receivers' ankles. I feel like I'm watching that all the time, especially on short yardage passes that seem to be in that 5 to 8 yard range. And I'm wondering, is that release point? Is that fear of interception? Why does that continue to happen? It jumps off the page. Am I the only one noticing this? Every ball seems to go to a wide receiver's ankle when Deshaun Watson's trying to make an intermediate throw.
You watch it in practice.
How is that not correctable?
I have no interest in watching this in the regular season.
Yeah.
That game took place and I watched Deshaun Watson and it was nice to see the ball move down the field at 5 yards a chunk. But I have no interest in watching this. Against a real defense, there was probably more sacks to be had, too. Like, I just don't want to watch him play quarterback. Give me Shador. Let's see what this looks like. Give me Dylan Gabriel. Let's see what this looks like. Give me Talon Green. Let's see what this looks like. Why? Because at least there's unknown and promise there. I have no promise.
I don't. Is it rinse, wash, repeat with Watson? Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
I didn't think he looked really good. I didn't think Shador looked good. I didn't think Dylan looked good. Look, I said this last week. I didn't put this quarterback room together. I wouldn't have put it together this way. I would have gone out and brought somebody else in if you're trying to actually win football games this year.
Well, that's the other question I walked out of the game with. Are we really trying to win? I mean,
But Andy, it's the first preseason game with a new offense and a starting quarterback who hadn't played in almost 2 years. We can't, you know, Dan, I admire your passion. I don't think you can flat out just say this is the way it's going to be in the regular season. I just don't think you can do it.
Buddy, I got 2 years of evidence that says this is what it's going to be in the regular season.
We haven't seen him since his shoulder was repaired and his Achilles was better.
Did you just hear the sentence that you spit out?
Hey, look.
Does that sound like something that improves upon a quarterback's performance?
I wouldn't start the guy, okay? My hope is Shador starts. But if Shador doesn't beat him out, then why would you start Shador? If you're Todd Monken, you're trying to win football games. If he thinks Deshaun Watson gives him a better chance to win than Shador or Dylan, then he's going to play Deshaun Watson. Why? Because he may never get this chance again.
And develop talent. He's trying to win football games and develop talent.
Hey, Todd, thanks for developing the quarterbacks that we're not going to play in 2027. Good luck to you. I hope you find a good offensive coordinator gig somewhere.
Say what you...
Dan, he has to win games.
You and I will differ on this.
I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle on this, too. I don't know what the prereq is on Todd. Like,
I think it's be above the Freddie Kitchens line, boys.
I, I,
Don't be a mess. You can lose games, just don't be a mess.
He's going to get the.
You're speculating. That's what he was told.
Well, no kidding.
Is he getting?
They don't let me in those meetings. I'd like to be. I'm open for invitations.
Is he getting a Hugh Jackson season? That's my question for you.
As long as he doesn't lose the locker room,
continues to have a bond with the fans, which I think makes a difference. Because I think our ownership group listens to the fans. I've thought that since the beginning. That the fans affect the way this organization is run, which is fine. If that's what you want, but you need a head coach that's going to be able to say, "Hey, listen, I'm telling you, I've done this my whole life, and we got to move forward with this because I always go back to Kyle Shanahan on this. Like, if we would have listened to Kyle Shanahan, where would this team be now?
Here's why Todd might not get a Hugh Jackson season, and by a Hugh Jackson season, you mean. A pass. You can lose as much as you want, and you're coming back.
Right. Because he's here, baby.
Because they invested so much on the offense. They brought in all new linemen. They used a first-round draft choice, a third-round draft choice, a fifth-round draft choice on a lineman. They brought in wide receivers. And if everything else steps up this year and they're good to go, and they didn't like what they saw from Todd, and they draft their quarterback next year, okay. We got the team now. Let's drop the quarterback in and go, oh, by the way, we need a better offensive mind.
Well, but they had to, though, Jeff. Yeah, they had to invest in the offensive line. You couldn't run that back out.
Yeah, I know, but Dan,
you can't blame desperation on the guy you hired.
They've got to have five guys start in the line.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, I'm not arguing that point. They had to, and they had to add wide receivers. They had to do all this stuff.
Correct.
And if they don't like the way it looks with him as the head coach – they're going to think, well, we gave you all kinds of talent. Let's go get a better coach for next year because here's our rookie quarterback.
And here's the other thing.
Well, Norris Sellers is ready to go. Arch Manning's ready to go. Here comes Dante Moore. Let's go. Now we're ready. Let's get a better coach.
Yeah,
that's why Todd has to win games.
Does it look better at the end than it does at the beginning? And have you crossed the Freddie Kitchens line?
And if it doesn't, you go get a new coach.
Right. Have you crossed the Pete Carroll and the Raiders line? Where, as in, it was a mess.
And if it doesn't, you go get a new coach.
Las Vegas. Right. Don't be a mess. That's the bar. Don't be a mess.
Well, that's the bar you've set. You don't know what ownership has set.
You're right. And again, I am available to sit in those meetings.
And if I'm Todd, I'm not going to think I'm going with the Menegan plan. I'm thinking I better go win some damn games.
Wouldn't it have been a lot easier, though, to if they thought they were heading towards next year and they didn't know what the, wouldn't it have been easier just to keep Jim Schwartz as the head coach then?
Oh, God, if we're going this far back?
Well, no, I'm just saying. Hey, that's why I think Monken's here for a while. They're going to give him another shot after this year. That's why. Wouldn't it have been easier to leave Schwartz here if you thought you were looking for a new, you were going to look for a different kind of a mind at the end of the season? Why wouldn't you have given Schwartz another year? Why wouldn't you have? So that's why I just think they didn't bring Monken.
Maybe they thought they were trading Miles. Maybe they thought they were trading Miles and the Jim wouldn't like it.
And guys, I think you saw it by the Jim Schwartz media tour that he then went on and proceeded to say all sorts of things about Cleveland and all that kind of stuff. Like, I think we saw why. Like, it kind of all proved itself out.
At the time of the hire, no one thought that.
Sure.
At the time of the hire, when they brought Monken, they're like, oh, this guy's coming in for 1 year. I can't tell how many times I heard that from people. And I'm like, why? Why, if you were just going to do it for 1 year, why wouldn't you just leave Schwartz?
But two
weeks, you could have left everything in place.
2 weeks to a month later, after he was doing Ryan Ripken, that's the Ripken, his show, and he was doing other radio shows along the way where he was trashing the Browns. It's like, okay, now I see why you didn't get the gig.
I don't know. All right, we'll get to your phone calls here coming up in the next hour because I do want to hear what you have to say. Scott Petrak from the Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com, super friend of the show. We'll get his take on the game. Is it overreaction theater here on this Monday after the first preseason game of the year where we're still trying to figure out what the quarterback situation is going to be and we're getting our first taste of a new head coach? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.